What's up, guys? This episode is brought to you by our favorite budgeting app, Every Dollar. Rachel and I love Every Dollar because it is the easiest way to take control of your money, build the right habits, and make progress on your goals. You can download it for free on the App Store or Google Play today.
Hey, guys, I'm Rachel Cruz.
I'm George Camel.
And this is
Smart Money Happy Hour.
Cheers, George.
Cheers. That's different. And a little chalky.
Well, this is the show where two friends who happen to be money experts talk about what you're talking about. Everything from pop culture, current events, and money.
Which is why today we're talking about status symbols. We're bringing it all together.
We are. It's going to be a good show, George. I'm feeling good about this.
Is that aspirational?
You know, I used to use like BRB on AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, yeah. AIM.
We've talked about this. What was your screen name? Go real quick.
Ardo711. What was yours?
Oh, nice. A little bit of Heaven 380.
That's still... so much to unpack there,
You're
but
welcome.
I'm not a therapist.
So anyways, there was like the status symbols of those days. You know, today it's like private jets and corner offices. Or back in the day too, the puka shell necklace. Do you remember those, George?
Yeah, I didn't wear any. Did you?
Maybe. It was a guy thing. Hollister vibes.
Yes.
But you know, there were status symbols there, but also we're going to talk about status symbols throughout history. We're going to talk about how... Around the world. Not to break the bank, to be chasing after all this stuff. There's going to be some good stuff in this episode, George. I feel it.
Can we just say, while Skylar, the producer, is here, producer Lindsay,
yes.
We've got a lot of comments and concern about
sweet
Lindsay.
She's alive and well. She's alive and well, you guys. She took some time off. But she will be back in action soon. But I just love how worried you guys were about her.
I think it means they care.
They do. So that little bright sunshine will
they
be back
her.
In our presence.
And
soon.
I'll say, in her stead, producer Skylar has done a wonderful job.
It's fantastic.
We just have a great team.
You know, having a single gal in the chair has really brought out
very
the,
different.
brought out the comments.
New energy.
All right. So
anyways,
what are we sipping on, George? That was
a
long intro.
We're sipping on the Chai White Russian. And at the end of the episode, if you stick around, we'll give you our rating, reveal the cost per glass, and as usual, recipe is in the show notes. So stick around to the end.
So good. Okay. So status symbols, George.
What does it mean?
The traditional definition means an object that signifies wealth or high social status without words.
Oh.
So just what you see may not always be what you get, but it says something about you.
There's a flaunting there. So here's some traditional all-American examples. Luxury car. That's a classic status symbol.
Yes.
And what do you think is the biggest flex right now as far as luxury car goes?
Oh, like the type of car?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Can you think of a model?
You know, I don't know cars that well. But in my stage of life, it's like the really expensive SUVs that the moms drive.
Oh, yeah.
That are technically made for like off-road mountain climbing and stuff, but they use them for carpool. And like
yay.
Sitting.
It's the same thing with the guys wearing Carhartt. Like,
me,
when's the last
to
time
me,
you've got
it's like
some
a Land Rover, a Range Rover.
Okay.
To me, like a really nice SUV feels like you're doing well in life.
Yeah. For the guys, I feel like it's the lifted truck. That's the status symbol.
You always go back to the lifted
truck. The higher the truck, the closer to God. That's how I imagine they feel.
They say that. And about hair for the girls.
And for the hair. But yeah, I think for the Rolls
like
Royce, Bentley, like those
Bentley,
are some crazy Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Maserati.
Yeah.
Those
yep.
are those crazy high end.
Yeah.
But I think for more normal people like you and I, it's the BMWs, mm-hmm. the Range Rovers.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, how about this? A large house. That's kind of an all-American status symbol.
The mansion or McMansion.
Yes, the McMansion. What does that mean?
It's like, you know, it's not an actual mansion, but just seven bedroom houses, that kind of thing.
Just that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, even like with my kids, like they don't know the difference. They don't pick up on that stuff yet. Like you could go to a house that, you know, good old rancher with a few bedrooms and it's like great. Or you could go to like a big house.
They don't walk into that house and be like, Mommy, this house stinks.
Yeah, no.
Because they grew up very differently than you did.
Through a child's eyes.
Wow.
That's what I would say.
Yeah. I feel like I had that friend growing up who lived in the cul-de-sac, had the swimming pool.
Oh,
and
yeah.
In my mind, that was the sign of wealth.
Status symbol.
They had like the garage fridge. I was like, whoa.
That's an up game. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's legit.
The
Even the type
fridge.
Of drinks they have in the fridge signifies wealth.
Because it's just a refrigerator for drinks.
Yeah.
I mean.
If you have like Pellegrino and Fiji, I'm like, they have Monopoly money.
Yeah, when I see Fiji, I think, wow.
That's a status symbol right there. Sometimes at the airport, I'll buy Fiji just so people think, like, don't mess with this guy.
Just to say it. Just, you know, something we don't. Just to throw that around. You know what's funny nowadays is even the private jet, which feels so extreme, George. Doesn't that? Like, a private jet to me is like, that's like very high up. That's not
celebrity,
like
celebrity, pro athlete, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, like that feels
corporate
like
CEO
and now
vibes.
People, it feels like, oh yeah. I think because there's companies now that you can like easily do it. Maybe that's what it is.
More accessible.
I guess, but still I'm like, man, people trying to normalize that. I'm like, that's a whole other level.
Well, then the last one is the Rolex, watch.
What kind of watch
Cartier?
You got? What do you got, George? What kind of watch you got?
Just the classic Apple Watch.
Yeah.
How about you?
Got a little Amazon.
Oh,
it looks $28.
Nicer.
I know. That's what I was going for.
Could have fooled me.
Suckers. Wow.
And purses, too, for the ladies.
Nice, watch, Rachel. Doesn't keep time very well, but looks great.
Let's be honest. How often are you even looking down at your watch for time?
I just have it completely as an accessory.
Rachel has no clue what time it is. That's a classic one, though. They had jewelry, watches, cars, homes. These are the traditional symbols.
Yes.
And in 2024, a status symbol could also be an experience or an accomplishment, like attending an Ivy League college. That's a classic one.
Yeah, that would be good.
You went to Harvard or Yale. You want people to know about it.
I mean, if you pay that much and you get in,
it's like
being
very
vegan. Smart.
You're going to tell people. You don't have to ask a vegan if they're vegan or a CrossFitter.
They're going to tell you.
They'll let you know.
They'll be happy. Listen, if I went to Harvard, I'd probably tell people. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, you know how I know people didn't go to Harvard? They have a t-shirt that says Harvard.
I know. I have a Harvard t-shirt.
You bought that in Harvard Square. You're not fooling me.
You guys, protecting your privacy online isn't just for influencers and superstar athletes.
Rachel, enough about me.
Everybody needs to take steps to protect their info from data brokers. That kind of privacy, it can make you feel like a celebrity.
And that's why I use Delete Me. Delete Me is like a table behind velvet rope inside a private party room inside an exclusive after-hours club with bouncers named like Brick and Tiny. That is big-time privacy.
That's right, George. Okay, so Delete Me finds and removes your info from hundreds of data broker websites. Then they send a simple report outlining what they did.
Yep, and I've got my report right here from last month. Delete Me has already saved me about 13 hours of clicking around trying to find and remove that data on my own time. And having people to keep your personal info off the web for you, that is Beyonce level, Rachel.
Yeah, it is. So get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/smartmoney or click the link in the description.
Protect yourself from the risks of identity theft and online scams. Go check them out. joindeleteme.com/smartmoney.
You know, you've also, as status symbols, when people use the word summer as a verb.
Oh, like I summer in Martha's
Vineyard?
Where
do you summer? Like when people say that, where do you summer? You're like, oh my gosh, you're like in a different level.
I'm not friends with those people.
Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah. But that's like a thing, right? Or like where you go. I would say, you know, getting promoted to a certain level in your career.
That's true. That's a status symbol.
Yeah. You throw letters around.
Yeah.
About who you are.
Well, if you're like an executive, you know, that's a big deal. You worked hard to get there, probably.
For sure.
Winning an Olympic gold medal. That's something that you know people who did that.
Yes. I think one.
Do you know multiple Olympic gold medalists?
It's like, I don't know.
I feel like one is enough.
Yeah.
How many do you need in your life,
Rachel?
That's
a big deal. I know. I didn't win it.
All right. So why do people work so hard to get and keep certain status symbols, Rachel? Let's talk about some good reasons and bad reasons.
I think the world says like that this is like a part of your value. Like if you're dressing a certain way, driving a certain car, living in a certain house or like whatever it may be. I don't know, that it's like you're suddenly of value, which is not a good thing because we know that's not true.
Sure.
But I do feel like that's a...
We don't really have any way to measure how we're doing as humans sometimes other than like the stuff that we have.
Just what you see on the outside.
The stuff that we do, the people we know.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but also it's just it's a part of humanity.
Yes.
You know, not to get too philosophical.
No, and you know what's funny with a lot of this stuff too is that when you see somebody with something, a nice purse, a great car, you're usually looking at the thing. You don't really care about the person as much.
Oh.
You're really looking at the object. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And so people try to bring these objects into their life to make them feel better. But people aren't even looking at you, really. They're just looking at the car. Or they're like looking at the bag or the nice shoes. But they're not like...
But then you wonder, what's their story? What do they do?
Do you?
There's a little bit of that. If someone's driving like a Lamborghini, I'm like, what is
their life? That's fair. Yeah, I guess if it's like extreme. But for the most part, it's like you think about it and then you move on.
Yeah.
But for people, it feels like, oh my gosh, people are going to really think something of me. But not always are people thinking about the person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's so noble of you.
I don't know. I think that's true, right?
Yeah. That speaks to your heart and kindness. Another reason, Rachel, is to feel confident in front of friends, family, or a certain community. So there's a piece of just dressing better, having a nice watch on. You carry yourself differently. Your body language is different. Can you think of an outfit that made you feel like you could take on the world? Like, were you having do you have a pookie level outfit one day?
Not a pookie level outfit. I did. When the monochromatic look came in, we had a big, I think it was Smart Conference maybe. It was a conference we did here. And I was like, I want a new outfit. And it was a monochromatic, just started. And I went to Express and I got the same colored shirt and same colored trousers. And I thought, I'm taking over the world.
There's something about
monochromatic outfits.
Gives you confidence.
Yes.
And that can be a good thing. You're not trying to flex.
No.
Nobody was impressed. Trust me. I'm kidding.
What? That's mean.
Everybody Guys. Hated the outfits.
It was a great outfit.
What's your outfit that you're like, oh yeah, this is my power outfit?
I mean, anytime a guy's in a suit, I feel like it changes. I'm like, I could get into anywhere, anytime.
Anytime.
But usually I only wear suits for weddings and funerals, so.
Oh.
I mean, realistically.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of
I've stopped wearing the blazers. It was a little much for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just felt like mom dressed me today when I was wearing a blazer. So bombers and denim is my new blazer.
I can see that. It's very George.
But I feel a little bit rock and roll. Like, when I wear a leather jacket, I would get in a fight. I would get in a fight.
Yeah.
Not like at a bar, but like children's playground. Anyone says something to me, I'd be ready.
Taking them out.
Yeah.
Taking them out. Oh, my gosh. Some people do this for like just validation in life, affirmation, just to feel good overall.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, my favorite, to feel superior or ahead of others. To me, that's really what I feel is their reason behind it all. Yes. I'm like, they just want to.
Okay, let's have fun story time.
Uh-oh.
Have you, because this happened to me, so that's why I'm bringing it up. Have you experienced anyone recently that's like the worst of what we just explained? And you're like, you're just, I mean, I love everybody and like, think a lot of people have a really good heart, but you're like, you're just so gross. Like, I don't think I could be, like, I want to try to be friends with everyone. I don't think I can be friends with you. Like,
I think of the name droppers. Like, I've seen some of these people speak on stages and they want you to know, like, here's who I'm friends with. I won't name anyone specifically because I'm not a name dropper. But those are the people I think of. And then the people at red lights who want you to know they're driving this car and they like rev the engine. They want to race. I'm like, bro.
Okay.
I'm not that guy.
Yes.
You got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
How about you? Okay. I feel like there's someone in mind.
Yes, there was. I know. And I don't want to give any context because I don't want to like this.
Is it someone that everyone knows?
No.
Then say their name.
No. No. But I ended up on their Instagram and I don't really, and I'll say this, I haven't even met them.
Okay.
But everything I was like, I can't do this. I can't like even
on their
scroll.
Instagram.
Yes,
what was on there?
It's just the flashiness, the vacations, like the kids' Christmas. Like the kids got all this extravagant, you know. And there's pictures of them with each thing, and it's like a whole like carousel of.
My first thought would be like, who hurt you to get you to this point?
I'm not kidding. Yeah, I mean, it is sad. It is sad because you do see people, and it is like this extreme. It was so extreme. It was every post was something, and I was like, oh my gosh. And it is. It's so sad. It is. Because all of this that we're talking about, it is not fulfilling. It's not. You become a rat in a wheel, chasing and running and chasing and running and spending and looking and doing whatever you can. And it doesn't fulfill. That's why consumerism is what it is. So,
yeah. For further reading, Ecclesiastes. One of my favorite books because it's so emo, so rock and roll. And Solomon's like, bro, I got it all. It ain't nothing.
It's nothing.
Everything is meaningless.
It's
so read
so
that
true.
If you want to know what like the richest man in the world, how his life went. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I know.
That's a good one.
That's why I do love part of our message of building wealth is not just to like do that.
To like just
it's,
flaunt
it's,
your
it's
wealth.
It's not to just flaunt and be a consumer on everything at every level. But the generosity piece, thinking about your kids, different, you know, other
legacy.
Generations. Like there is a much bigger, deeper, beautiful part of this money stuff. And when it gets sucked down to this, it's just gross.
It gets gross. Nobody wants to see that.
And it's a moving target, George. The status symbol, it keeps changing depending on, you know, what era of life, where you are. even geographically.
That's true. Once you get to this point, then you're still comparing yourself to the next thing and the next thing, and it's a never-ending race. So here's the hard truth. As cool and fun as status symbols may be, it's a really, really terrible way to validate your self-worth in your financial standing.
That's right. Yep, because it constantly is moving. So your culture, your family, your geographical location, age, job, even the time you were born in.
Like, oh, yeah.
All of it. It just moves. So you can't quite pin it down.
It's a chasing after the wind, as my friend Solomon says, in Ecclesiastes. This episode is sponsored by the book of Ecclesiastes. It's a good read. It's a good read. So how do we avoid this, Rachel?
Number one, chasing all of this, you can end up broke. You can end up deep in debt.
It's expensive to have these status symbols.
To keep it up. And so, well, some of it, again, is fun. We're not against stuff, right? So some of it's fun. Some of it's very enjoyable. You get a nice vacation. Like, sure, why not? But at the end of the day, you want to be able to have the cash for it. And you want to plan for it, you know, which may mean a lot of delayed gratification. You may not be able to get it today. But it's a goal you have in the future, which is great. So I would say that's one thing. And then also that kind of that contentment piece that we were talking about. And I think when you finally realize this is not going to fulfill me the way I think it will, there is a level of like, okay, I don't care as much maybe. I think you get to that point. And also you can just enjoy it for you. You know, one question I always ask myself is if nobody saw this purchase, do I still want it?
Ooh.
Like how much of the motivation is for other people? Or how much of it is that, yeah, I love the new baggy Abercrombie jeans.
And so you're going to get them.
So I'm going to get them.
Even if I don't like them.
Yep. And most people don't like them, but I like them.
My opinion is irrelevant here. Well, Rachel, truthfully, like you can get, you know, within reason, you can have whatever you want. You have a nice car. You have a beautiful home. How do you parse out, I'm doing this as a status symbol versus I'm doing this for the right reason for me? How do you do that?
For me, which I guess I'll never really know the answer truly unless it happens, but I do kind of play out a scenario of like if crap hit the fan and you're back in a 3-bedroom apartment with the 3 kids, 2-bedroom apartment, you know, and you're driving, you know, a 15-year-old car, like whatever it is, like it's all taken away, it's replaced with something so different. Are you okay? Like, are you okay in life? Right? And again, I guess I fully wouldn't know that answer unless that reality happens. Yeah. But it is. I'm like, I just want to know that like if all of this is taken away, that's why I never like want to put my identity in something that can be taken away because it can. I'm like, stuff can go like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I don't know. That's kind of the checkpoint.
Well, there's also a mathematical checkpoint of am I paying for this in cash? Because if you're doing it with other people's money and debt in order to prop up this lifestyle,
and
it's really a facade. It's not reality.
Right.
When you don't actually own any of that because you have a lender to speak to and you have payments to make. So I feel like what you've done really well is you've saved up with diligence and discipline and paid cash for everything
in your life. Yeah, so have you, George. Well done.
That's true. Thank you.
Yeah, great job.
And my car is now 11 years old, Rachel. So once I get to 15, it's time to upgrade. That's the Rachel rule of thumb.
No, I don't know. I just threw out a number.
No, that's good. That's really good.
All right, George, let's get in an airplane. Real. Let's get in a private jet.
Wow.
And travel around the world.
Love this.
And let's talk about the status symbols from around the world. Okay.
Where are we starting?
Let's go UAE.
United Arab Emirates.
Yes.
Love that for you.
So owning a trained falcon.
Yes.
Is a status symbol. Falconry.
Nope.
Falconry.
Yep.
Has been a big part of their local culture. And trained falcons can be as much as $60,000 a bird.
The real status symbol being in the falcon breeding business, apparently.
Oh my gosh. Is that not crazy?
These birds have their own passports. They fly first class on certain airlines. They compete in a President's Cup with more than 7 million in prizes.
Wow.
What are you doing with your life, Rachel?
I don't know, but not that.
Wow.
Should we go catch a falcon?
That's amazing.
All right, George, the southern U.S., you hit the nail on the head earlier. What's the status symbol there in the south?
The old lifted truck. It's a must. Even if you're not in the southern part of the U.S., if you subscribe to bro country culture, you want one of these. You must have one of these. You have to have the underlight LED kit.
Oh, my gosh.
It has to be extra
lifted. Let me say this. I don't think it's necessarily the lifted truck, but I do think the bigger the truck, the more it's like, oh, my gosh. Like, we were pulling out of church, and there was a truck, and it was huge.
Can I just
and
I say?
Was like, and I remember thinking that's a very that has to be a very expensive truck. Like,
easily six figures. Here's my stance, and I'm gonna leave it here. The bigger the truck, the less your dad hug you. That's I think there's a correlation if there was a scale. Big truck, less hugs. That's it. It's that simple.
And it crosses.
And that's not to.
Or they work in construction.
No,
and they have to hold
I've met
things.
Construction workers. They drive Toyota Camrys. They don't need the giant truck.
Yeah, it's true.
They work for companies that have all of the equipment, Rachel.
Oh my gosh.
It's these pavement princesses that I'm concerned about. All right, let's go to the UK, across the pond.
Are you ready for this? Having a nanny who attended a prestigious nanny school.
Is this a thing?
I don't know.
Norland College is a status symbol among high-profile families.
Those British, man. They got, I don't know. They're doing some stuff right. Would you like a spot of tea, you know? Would you like?
That's what they're doing right?
I don't know. I just feel like they're very elegant people.
That's true. On their worst day, they're still better dressed than you.
I would agree. Totally.
They know fashion.
They're
Here's the crazy part. Norland nannies, that's what they call themselves if they went to Norland College. They wear a specific uniform, brown dresser trousers, brown shoes, dark tights, and that's become a status symbol in itself. I feel like they're pretty close to a UPS driver, that's a status symbol. I dreamt of being a UPS driver. I love brown.
Delivering help.
Yep. Yeah,
that's what they're doing.
And that brings us to professional status symbols.
Yep. So you got your doctor with the white coat. You got your corner office in a big, you know, corporate setting.
Yep.
Hollywood producer. You get access to Oscar screeners.
That's a fun perk.
Booking agent in the music industry. You get free access to artist passes for concerts and festivals.
Yep.
Busyness. Ah, that's an interesting one.
That's a status symbol in and of itself.
I'm just so busy. I have so much going on.
Very toxic status symbol. Have you ever liked someone more because they've been like, I'm just so busy.
I'm so busy. I have so much going on. I don't know, but I feel like I do say that sometimes.
Which you
How
are.
Have you been? I'm like, I don't know, we've been so busy. I feel like I do say that.
It's an easy way to summarize life. Life is busy.
I know.
You got
and
three kids. You got a career. You got Winston always yapping.
Always talking over there.
Always talking. Oh, that's fun.
Okay, so you got location-based status
symbols.
Oh,
that's a big one. When you say, where are you from?
Yeah, so you got New York. So having a large family could be a status symbol because of how expensive it is to live there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a good one. This one's, I feel, Chicago. Because I've had a lot of neighbors specifically that have moved from Chicago, and they all have the Canadian Goose jackets.
Okay, I was just in New York. I saw these everywhere. I was so confused.
Oh, I know. And I was so close to buying one, but they're like $800, $900, $1,000.
That's what shocked me.
And I was like, I don't think I need that in Nashville.
I can't see
it. In Chicago, that could be actually a very real investment because it's terribly cold up there. But they all have them, and they're supposedly, what, you don't buy it?
Well, here's my thing. This reminds me of the Stanley, and I'm like, what's so amazing about the $60 tumbler? It fits in a cup holder. And I'm like, what's so great about this jacket? It keeps me warm. I'm like, there's $150 jackets that can keep you plenty warm.
No, I think this has, like, actual, like, technology that is very different.
You're telling me Canadian goose keep you warmer than regular geese?
I bet you Chicago people in the comments. I'm not kidding, because I have people in Chicago, and they swear by them. It's different than North Face, Patagonia.
You're telling me the patch has nothing to do with it.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but I do think the way that it's built, it is different.
And the feathers in it.
Yeah, I do think it's George, that is real. That's saying like, oh my God, Louis Vuitton's just like a Target, you know, purse. And I'm like, no, that is like you have genuine leather. Like there are differences in quality, George.
Sure.
George, you like quality. Why am I having to argue that with you?
I just don't buy $1,000 parka is better than.
I mean, I'm sure
than
it's overpriced for what they buy for it, but it's
$1,700. Yeah, so here's the thing. I saw people in New York City wearing these all around. I thought, is this a cult that I don't know about? Is this like, are they Scientologists?
Is it the first time you've seen it?
And then I Googled, I saw Canada and Goose on it. Yeah. I searched it and I threw my phone. I said, no. No.
I
no
will
means
not
no.
do that. I will not do that.
And I said,
that.
Whitney, what you just, don't ever Google
I know.
That jacket.
And you know what?
Don't
I was going to get one, y'all. I really was considering it. I was like, you know what? If I invest in like a really great coat and then you know where I got my winter coat?
Target.
Amazon.
Oh my gosh.
But Nashville, despicable. You only get down to like 20 degrees. Up in like Chicago and in Canada, it's like negative.
If
like
I bought that jacket, I would be wearing it right now in this studio all the time. You'd always find me in the jacket.
I know, but I will say when you see the patch, you know. So there's a marketing
tactic
there.
I got patches when I was in Awana. That was a status symbol for you Awana fans.
Did you do Awana?
Or the secular version, the Boy Scouts. Wasn't allowed in that. Too secular.
No, are you serious? Were you that conservative growing up?
No, but I was just in Awana instead of Boy Scouts.
Okay.
Instead of lighting fires, we had a fire in the soul, Rachel. A different kind of fire.
The Holy Spirit fire.
The Holy Spirit. Singapore, let's go there. Owning a house in Singapore is a status symbol because the country doesn't have a lot of land. Single-family homes in Singapore, median $1.2 million. That's pretty wild.
Wow. Yeah, that's intense.
Exclusivity. People pay for that. That's another status symbol right there. We see this a lot in products. The more exclusive it is, the more of a status symbol it can be. So sneakers, this happens a lot.
Yeah, this is a world that, man, I was taught about here on the show.
That's
right. Sneakerheads.
Jordan 1 Retro High Charlotte Hornets Foundation Black/White. $250,000, Rachel.
Oh,
will
what?
You buy them?
No.
Michael Jordan designed them.
I
he released
buy.
Them on his 56th birthday.
I don't care who designed it.
Only 300 pairs were ever made.
Never. If I was going to spend a lot of money on something, I think it would be a brand that majority of the population could appreciate. Like, you got a Louis Vuitton. Almost everybody, regardless of where you are geographically, you know what I mean? Everyone knows a Louis Vuitton. Or like a, you know what I mean? Maybe not even a Rolex, because I think there's like fake ones.
You could spot one.
Yeah. But do you know what I'm saying? Where I'm like, these exclusive brands, and I'm like,
well, I think some of the hypey stuff is like, you want other sneakerheads to be like, oh. You know, it's kind of that stealth wealth, quiet luxury where only certain people know.
Okay. See, I'm on the... Early.
That's
my guess. I'm a late adopter.
Speaking of exclusivity and stupidity, Stanley tumblers, Rachel. This is a big one. They've been very popular, very hard to get. Even this past Christmas, they have a new color. All of a sudden, people run to the stores.
Do you know people are going anti, though, because they found metal in it? So now people are going like a different cup.
Isn't the whole thing metal? It's like, did you know this is made of 100% cup?
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh, gosh. I don't want to be seen with this.
I know, but now there's like a backlash in the Stanley world.
Wow, juicy.
I know. Another one is privacy, right? You're like,
that's
okay,
big.
You can't get to me. In 2020, Elle reported on privacy as a modern status symbol. So by privacy, they meant having control over your online presence and data.
It's a flex. And luckily, it's not just for celebrities anymore, like Rachel. It's for people like me. It's just like the average Joe.
No, but everyone, they do need this, though, because your privacy, it needs to be protected. It's amazing how many websites... you know, you've gone to that you may not even realize that you put information out there. And then some of these websites will go and sell them to data brokers and
yes.
They take your information and goes on. And then who knows where it is? You hear this crazy stuff that people have like flash mobs in their front yard, you know, their phone numbers get sold.
Venmo scams.
Yes. And people call the phone. I mean, like, it's just crazy how your information can just be out there. So having the privacy of protecting yourself, it's a big
huge deal.
It's a luxury. It really is these days.
And that's why I use a service called Delete Me, and they're a sponsor of today's show. I love what they do because they scour the internet for this information from these data brokers, and they will find it and remove it for you on your behalf and send you an outline of exactly what they did.
And you
it's
get your
really
report, and it was so simple, the report and everything.
They show you everywhere your information is, where they removed
it, so
and how much time you saved. And it's already saved me 13 hours.
That's amazing.
I will take that. That's time I can spend making cocktails at home.
There you go. So if you guys want to check it out, make sure you do, because you can get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/smartmoney. We'll put a link in the description, but create an account and do this because privacy these days, it is. It's a status symbol, George.
And you'll sleep better at night because of it.
Okay, and George, another status symbol is the historical. When you go back in time, there are status symbols, which is really interesting.
Yeah, ancient history until the 1800s. This is wild. The disease gout was considered the disease of
what?
Kings. It's a painful form of arthritis, Rachel. It occurs around the joints and usually toes, caused by a diet of fatty and high sugar foods, which in times past, only rich people could afford. So when you think about it,
wow,
if you had gout, you were rich enough to get gout.
Fancy schmancy. Unbelievable.
I didn't know there was fashionable diseases when contracted by rulers. Alexander the Great, Charlemagne, King Henry VIII. The more, like, I feel like there was a thing in old-timey culture where the more you weighed, it was a sign of wealth. Because you had enough money to eat.
Yes.
And if you were real skinny, it meant you were poor.
Yes,
that is
true.
And now there's Ozempic, you know? So it's kind of, the pendulum has swung the other way.
Has swung it the
saying.
Other way. Oh,
1980s,
my gosh.
Remember this one? The waterbed.
Waterbed. My grandparents had a waterbed.
My friends had one, and I was like, they were rich.
Do you know what I think about when I think about a waterbed?
Please tell me.
Edward Scissorhands.
Strange.
Anybody?
Tell me more.
You know the movie Edward Scissorhands?
Is there a waterbed scene?
Yes, he pokes it with his hands because his hands are scissors. I watched that as a child, as a young child. We watched Edward Scissorhands. When I tell
pretty
you,
dark movie.
Mom, I know. I look back on movies I watched as like a 5 year old. I was like, they let us watch Edward Scissorhands,
but not Fern Gully.
No Fern Gully. But Edward Scissorhands. But yeah, he like pokes it and all of this. It's crazy. Yep. That's a weird
movie. They're high maintenance.
And it's Johnny Depp. Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah. A great performance.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I need to go back and watch
this.
That.
So 2009, fast forward, the new waterbed is the Twitter blue check. If you had a blue check.
That was a big
truly,
deal.
It's still a status symbol, I feel like.
Verification. When I used verification. Pay for it.
Yeah, it's $7.99. Now it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But that was a big deal.
And finally, this is a status symbol you have multiple of, Rachel. In 2023, a ticket to a Taylor Swift concert, huge status symbol. Just having access to whatever cool thing was happening in town and posting about it on your Instagram, which you did.
It's one way
of flexing your social status. Now, truthfully, I know you're a Swiftie. You just care deeply. You were very excited.
That's great.
But it was a status symbol nonetheless.
That's fair. You know, that's fair.
So, Rachel, before we wrap, I want to give these people our version of a better status symbol.
Oh, what we think is the status symbol.
Let's rattle
of choice.
A few off.
Because the Ramsey show, that was the Dave Ramsey show, the tagline was
live from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, it's the Dave Ramsey show.
Where debt is dumb, cash is king.
And the paid off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice.
Oh, so saying the Dave Ramsey show, we promote the paid off home mortgage.
That's the status symbol.
And the world thinks it's the BMW.
No debt is the status symbol.
And that's what our status symbol is here on this show, too.
Love it.
Well, hey, you guys, I know investing can be really confusing, and there's so much information out there. And have you ever wondered, how much should I invest and where? Is my 401k set up in a way that's going to be able to achieve my retirement dream? Well, if those questions are out there, you are not alone. And having a solid investment plan that you're confident in will help you make the right decisions. That's why I want to tell you about a two-night virtual event that's coming up. It's called Dave Ramsey's Investing Essentials. On May 21st and 22nd, Dave will unpack everything that you need to know when it comes to investing and retirement, from 401ks and mutual funds to real estate. You can even watch it anywhere you are, even submit questions for Dave to answer live. You guys, investing is one of the most powerful tools for wealth building, so you need to be doing this. If you are debt-free and have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved, then you need to buy your ticket today. It's $249, so buy it today at ramseysolutions.com/investwithconfidence.
All right, George, it's almost the end of the episode, and we close out every episode with
Guilty as Charged.
And this is where our producer, Skylar, gives us a new Guilty as Charged question every week. And if we are guilty, we take a sip. Skylar?
Did any of you guys ever have a It's Complicated status on Facebook?
Oh.
Relationship status.
I don't think that was a part of Facebook when I was in college.
We're at the same age, and I know it was.
It was really? For sure, yeah.
Where were you? Sorority?
In 2006, you had to have a .edu address to have Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, college. Well, you were already dating Winston at that point.
Yeah, but I don't think, I think it was like, maybe there was it.
Was it ever complicated with Winston?
Do I?
Was it ever complicated?
Yeah, we broke up.
So you could have marked it's complicated
with
Winston.
Yeah, but I don't think, but when I had Facebook in college, the big thing was albums. And you just put your relationship status, I don't think was like a really big deal then.
It was a big deal.
I'll just say this. At UT, it wasn't like a big thing to do your relationship status on Facebook. When I was in college, it really wasn't.
Well, in the South, you're already married by then, so it's fine.
Maybe that's true.
That's good.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
I probably did it as a joke, like to kind of troll Facebook, but I think I would be too concerned about what my mom would think. I don't think they knew if I had a girlfriend. It was like, I just didn't talk about it, you know? It's like too cool. I was like, Mom, don't make it weird, you know?
Don't make it weird.
But I probably did it at one point just to have some fun with it, just to see the comments. Because that was the more fun part, was the comment section. Skylar, were you too young for Facebook?
No, yeah. I had Facebook.
What year were you college?
But it was past, you don't mark relationships now on Facebook, really.
Yeah, I mean, I did college online, so I started working when I was 18.
Okay, yes,
so
yes.
I don't really know.
Yes.
But I graduated high school 2017.
Wow. Have you ever felt older? You're so old. You were
old. See, this is why Skylar is so good for us.
So good. Keeps us young. Good.
Oh my God, the youth.
But truly, is there a better status symbol than when you could put in a relationship on Facebook? Like, what a moment in time that was.
I don't know.
Well, Winston's not a big social media guy. He's busy being a man and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
That was fun. I guess I'll drink to that.
All right, it's closing time. George?
About time.
Who finished first?
I think I was closer drinking this adult Nesquik over here. This was a chai white Russian. What's your rating, Rachel?
Ibu, love you. But this is not because of the drink maker. I'm going to go 6 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's
if I were you out there and you wanted this feel, I would go espresso martini and then I would go mudslide. I don't think I would do this one.
That's fair. If you love cream, you will love this. Here's what's in a chai white Russian. It's got vodka, Kahlua, which is like a coffee liqueur, if I'm not mistaken, chai tea, and cream. And it comes out to $2.59 per glass. And I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
Oh, wow. Same score. Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm realizing I don't love like a super heavy, like a lot of cream and dairy in my drinks.
Yeah.
But I will say it's a good version of a White Russian. It's solid. It's not my drink. I've never been a White Russian guy. So I say that.
Yeah.
But if you love a White Russian, you'll like this. So recipe in the show notes. Give it a try this weekend.
That's right. All right, you guys. Make sure to subscribe. Leave a review. Yeah, give us the online love. But we want to hear your status symbol. What do you think?
Ooh, that's fun. Leave it in the comments.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. Appreciate you guys. We really do.
We really do. As much as we don't seem to, we do.
We do.
We love you.
Yep, so we'll see you guys next Thursday on an all-new episode of
Smart Money Happy Hour.